I'm joined by K's manager, Alan Dowson, after this afternoon's 0-0 draw at Bury Town. Alan, 0-0 away from home, first game of the season. Is that a good point?
It's a great point. It took 5 hours to get here. Got here about 2:10. Everybody was so excited. I was excited. I thought the referee was terrible, to be honest, again. And you get here. I didn't think I'd done my team talk very well beforehand, to be honest. A bit of excitement, a bit of funny. I stumbled on a few words, just like you're doing now, to be honest. Before kick-off, it's quite funny, like, really, because I never usually do that. I've always got too much this year, so that's quite funny. But yes, I thought it was a lot of pluses. I thought Dean Hamlin was the best player on the pitch by a million miles. Two centre-half done well, early done well defensively. Attacking-wise, the two widens didn't do very well. And, we hit the crossbar, Grizzly hit the crossbar. Could have won the game there, keeper had a save. I'm not so sure Topps had a save to make, to be honest. But anything I'll say is a lot better start than we had last year, so we can try to build on that now and just go steady away, you know.
It was a competitive debut for an entirely new back four. How do you think they did today?
All excellent. All great, because, you know, obviously keeping a clean sheet is what we're all about. Once Bobby Traynor's back and we get Bobby 3 or 4 games in, he'll be the growing good again. He will score goals. So that's another problem with Noah back, but he's just not fully fit yet. We've never had a problem since I've been at this club scoring goals. We have had a problem the other way. So if we tighten that up, and we haven't, it's only one game, so we'll see what happens after Monday. But if we can tighten that up, we'll not be too far off. So we'll just keep working hard, you know.
Max Huswick and Adam Thompson started as centre midfielders today. Is that where you see their roles in the future?
Well, at the minute, it's just because Gary's done so well, Toby's done well in pre-season, Birdie's done well, Dean Hamlin was excellent today, so it's where I'm going to fit him in. Thompson scored 7 goals in pre-season. All has happened on the foot, but he had a header on the first half. Max done well today, I thought, to be honest, and it might be, it might have to grow like a four with a defensive two and let everybody else, like Thompson, do what he wants and all that, which he does. Try to get Lodgie or whoever out there, or try to get somebody right-hand side. We might shape it up a little bit Monday, because, there's a few who I thought were excellent, but there's a few attacking-wise where I didn't think we'd done very well. But that's what money's all about, and that's why I've got subs to come in on Monday and keep their shirt, and that's what we'll do, you know.
And Max was preferred to Simon Huckle today in the centre of the park. Why was that?
That wasn't an option, because Max has been outstanding in pre-season. Huckle, like Bobby, went away for a little bit, and it down to 50-50, and it was like Huckle, he's come on and done all right, and he'll get games, it's not a problem. Yeah, he'd be disappointed, as he always is. But, I just went for the fit and sharp players on the day. My decision. It's worked here, because a point's a good point here. I thought we were up against the referee, like I say, I thought it was pathetic. But we could have won the game, and we didn't have if Wadens done well, if Lodgie had done a little bit better quality-wise in the final third, and Matt Greer was the same, who would be very disappointed about his quality. But I've seen them players do it before, so hopefully on a nice pitch on Monday night, and if they're playing, they can do that, and we can kick on from there, you know.
You mentioned the pitch in there. It looked all right from the stands. Was it not all right from where you were standing?
No, it wasn't all right, you know. But I was just saying, if you've had as much as drink as you've had and all that, I didn't think you could see the players, never mind the pitch. But it was... It wasn't great, but all right, you know, no complaints. But like you say, a 5-hour journey, sitting in a small coach, 5-hour journey, you come here, you get in there, by the time you're getting everybody ready, it's 2:15, you quickly in, everybody's excited, you come in, everybody's excited, it might took a little while to get in the game, so I've got to just hold my hands up. I think a lot of teams will come here. If you've got a good side, and you don't win the championship by 100 points if you haven't got a good side, and so a lot of teams will come unstuck, and we'll be fine as well, they will, you know.
We were very solid today. Like you said, Rob Toffoli, I don't think, had a save to make. No. Did we create enough for your liking?
We had the one when Grizzly hit the ball. First off, I didn't think we did. And we had a couple of set players where we got one on the edge at 18, which was just reeled back the goalkeeper. We had a couple of headers where Thompson got in there, and maybe he's in the second half. And maybe I just thought we should have created more from wide areas, and we should have created more, you know, in the other box. I didn't think we attacked the ball. Put some decent balls in at times from corners, but didn't attack the ball, so I was very disappointed in their box. I was very happy about our box, but very disappointed about in theirs. I thought we could have done a lot better. Did that happen when Bobby Traynor plays, and that they were relying on him too much? We'll let wait and see what happens in the next couple of games, but hopefully he'll be back by then, you know.
You mentioned Bobby Traynor there. How close to full fitness is he?
He went away, he came back against Waltman Hersham, and he got a 5-pull. We'll see what his reaction is tomorrow. If he's fit, I'll play him on Monday. If he's not, I'll put him on the bench, give him half an hour, and we'll play on Saturday. It's only a matter of time before he plays, because it's only a matter of time before he starts scoring goals again. Could I give him a longer out of the day? 0-0, you're tempted to, but I know what I've done right, because if I, if we put Bobby on and he's out for 3 or 4 weeks, we're in for a tough ride, to be honest, you know, because who else is going to score the goals except for Adam Thompson? And in pre-season, even with Bobby not being there, who else has scored goals? Like, Carl's got one out, and has Grizzy got any, or has Lodgy got any? Or I don't think we've scored enough goals without Bobby in the side. So we do have to score a lot more goals. So yes, I will wrap in cotton wool and make sure he's, because he doesn't get injured, Bob. He's never injured. So he does, you know, we do need him in the team, you know.
If Bobby Traynor was 100% fit, would you have started with two up front today?
I don't know. Anything I do know, if he was fit, he would have played. That's the only thing I do know. Would we start with two? Would we? It's probably wrong on the other lads who've done well against Leverhard last week. But the only truth is, if he's fit, I'll play him. Simple as that.
And Carlson Dennis played up front on his own today. He fumbled there, the Bobby Traynor did at Sutton at Boreham within the playoffs. How do you think he did today up front?
Yeah, he held the bar. He done okay. It's hard job up there, and he done okay. We'll take things from there, and I'm going to need to see how things are there. I've got subs, so I think I need one or two little changes just to, you know, because it's a long journey back now, and we've got a game on Monday, so we'll be okay. This side will be alright. Sometimes you don't want to go off on a steam train and top of the league, and expectations are massively up and stuff like that. So we're alright. We get a point away from home, win your home games. We'll play attacking football in their half, exciting football, but it's a defensive side I'm more happy about today. The attacking side, with our 14 of our 41 games, look at itself.
And how different is the side going to be on Monday, do you think? Will we go with a more attacking outlook on Monday, do you think?
We weren't quite attacking a day. It was supposed to, but with a strong back four. And that's how we've been playing. We'll attack. We'll attack every game. As never once I've went into the game since I've been at this club trying to draw. There's not once I've tried to whack it up there or whatever. Some players at this level can't do it, you know. We can't do anything you ask them and all that, you know. We've always played attacking football. If you ever look since I've had the job, or we've had the job, how many goals we've scored has been a hell of a lot. So we'll do it every single game. We're going to try to win it.